cooler lost his Mercedes but got the message. During a late night carjacking in Nairobi a few weeks ago, the assailants asked the Kenyan MP, "When will you people give us a new constitution or the jobs that you have promised?" There are distinct parallels between Kenya and Zimbabwe today. The questions the assailants asked encapsulates the main concerns of citizens in both countries, the urgent need for political reforms, and the needs of ordinary people. Speaking of constitutions, the National Constitutional Assembly announced on Wednesday that it was embarking on a parallel process to produce a draft constitution for the country. The NCA will be working with the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions and the Zimbabwe National Students Union. These organizations will convene a Second People's Congress on Monday, July 27, under the banner Take Charge. For more information on the issues we've covered today, visit the INZWA page on www.kubatna.net or email fresh@kubatna.net.